counting down to Lean Berets. Fasten your seatbelts, comrades, or you'd better be holding on to something heavy, like a Russian kettlebell, because you're about to enter the No Drone Throwdown Zone. This is Ron Jones and Kevin Rail, the Lean Berets, and we are Avengers of Health. Hide the donuts. You're listening to the Lean Berets radio show at theleanberets.com. Welcome, comrades. I'm Ron Jones from Lean Berets.
And this is Kay Rail from the Lean Berets.
And we're here to talk to you about our 30-30 challenge. And it's starting to change some people all over the country, Kevin.
Absolutely.
And what we do with this is we get people to basically exercise 30 minutes a day for 30 days in a row. No excuses.
Correct.
And just a little bit of background. I mean, this came from a personal experience I had a few years ago where I basically did a meltdown because I wasn't exercising as much as I probably should be for my personality type. And I was really busy doing corporate wellness startup and was only exercising about 3 days a week, making a lot of excuses. And what I felt was my health slipping away week by week by week. And I realized that all the excuses I had, which no one doubted and everyone thought were worthy, I realized they were all BS.
Correct.
And I only had one choice. Mm-hmm. It was either go to the firing squad or change my behaviors. And so as Kevin and I are both corporate or well coaches, and so we've got a background in behavioral psychology, and we know along with other people into behavior psychology, it takes about 3 weeks to form a new behavior. And I just rounded that up to 30 days, and I thought, I'm going to make myself exercise 30 days in a row. I really needed a kickstart, Kevin.
Right.
And I made a public declaration, which is a little bit higher level in terms of strategy, because now you basically you have nowhere to go.
Right.
You're either lying to people or you're going to throw down and make it happen.
Correct.
So I told people on my website, I told people at work, I told you. At that time, there was no Lean Berets. It was just, you know, you and I hanging out, talking on the phone, collaborating a little bit. The first 2 weeks was miserable for me.
Yeah,
as
I remember.
Know.
I think it was yesterday.
Yeah. And then at 3 weeks, things clicked. Like I tell my clients and you do yours, hey, you know, after 3 weeks, things change. At 4 weeks, I felt really great. Mm-hmm. And I decided to go a second month. And then that led into 1 year and 2 years. And now we're both, you know, having started with the 30-30, we're at 1,000 days plus.
Yep. I just celebrated July 2nd.
Yeah. Just this weekend, in fact.
Yes.
So what has happened, we've seen, is that over the last couple years of doing this, people all over the country have not just started this on New Year's, which was where that was the original intent with this, was a big New Year's challenge. It's now becoming just a challenge people take at all different times of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. Because you started on the first day, I believe, right?
Yeah.
The year?
Yeah, I started. I'm a big New Year's guy. So I've had a lot of crossroads. And, you know, I started exercising as a lifestyle in 1987 on New Year's Day.
Oh, gotcha.
And so I've been in shape since that time.
Correct.
So New Year's was a big deal for me, but I realized it's not about the day you started, it's just that you need to start.
Yeah.
So basically, I mean, what we tell people and why this is so important, everyone, is that nearly 80% of Americans are overweight and or out of shape. This is a time for strength and not a time for weakness, and thus we need to take some action. So by taking the challenge, you're becoming part of the solution, not part of the problem. Now, we have distilled this down to only 5 rules of engagement. Okay, Real, rule number one.
Rule number one, 30 minutes per day minimum. Now, that means 30 minutes. Doesn't mean 29, doesn't mean 27 and a half. It means 30 minutes. Because if you shortchange yourself to 29, that's going to progressively get worse until you're down to 25, and then 24, then 22.
Then
you're
going to
call it acceptable, and it's going to be like a lick and stick. You know, what's it called? Registration for your car, inspection.
Yeah.
And it's just not going to fly with the Lean Berets.
That's right.
We roll hard. It's 30 minutes of exercise per day.
Right, not 29. What it's just it ends up becoming a cop-out if you don't hit your 30 minutes. You need to have some discipline and just make it happen. Rule number two.
Rule number two, 30 consecutive days in a row. And again, we go back to not 28 days, not 27 days, not I've done 3.5 weeks and it takes 22 days to become a habit, so I think I'm good. No, it's 30 days.
Yeah.
Period.
It's not the 28-day challenge. It's a 30-day challenge.
Exactly.
And what we're trying to do here is really kickstart your mental discipline. This really has nothing to do with fitness, Kevin.
I know.
It's all about our mental fitness, if you will. It's about the psychology. It's about getting your mind fit, because if you do that, your body will follow. Number three, my favorite rule.
That would be no excuses.
I love that.
Yes.
And that's again, this goes back to my personal story. I was making a lot of excuses.
You know better than anybody about the excuses.
I made the excuses for myself. I felt my health slipping away. I knew I was becoming more of the problem than the solution. I had to make some changes.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I'd face the Lean Braze firing squad.
Right.
Rule number four.
Rule number four. No minimum pace required. Just move.
Yeah.
It's very simple. We roll in grade two mentality with the Lean Braze. Nothing complicated. Get up out of your chair and move. You can walk. You can ride a bike. You can do jump squats. You can do weightlifting, throw kettlebells, sit up and down in your chair 18,000 times. Doesn't matter.
Yep.
It's just move. It's that simple.
Now, we've had a little criticism or some misunderstanding about, well, you know, you're asking people to exercise 30 days in a row. Isn't that unhealthy?
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at the pace requirements, there are none.
Correct.
And so you can get your 30 minutes just by going for a walk or going down the park playing Frisbee with your kids, but it must be rule number five.
Which is dedicated time for exercise.
Dedicated time. So that is a higher level of mental buy-in, everyone. If you dedicate or set aside 30 minutes a day for exercise, that's completely different than you telling yourself and whining to yourself, oh, I did 30 minutes of exercise because I was cleaning the house, or I was, you know, weeding the garden. It's not going to cut it.
Basically, go ahead, John.
No. Well, we thought about letting that fly with the 30-30 challenge, and then we realized that
we ran it past the board of supervisors, and they all thumbs downed it, so
the firing squad.
Not happening.
So we've never known anyone that's gotten in better shape and lost weight, significant weight, by doing housework or working in the garden.
Right, and those are daily jobs that you do anyway. So if you're considering doing the 30-30 challenge, think to yourself, is this something that is out of my comfort zone slightly or not? And if it's not, then you got to actually dedicate your time to exercise.
Right.
If you don't normally, you know, scrub your floors with a mop, and you want to turn that into an exercise and say, I'm gonna mop my floor 30 minutes a day every day to make sure it's spotless, hey, I'm cool with that. That's dedicated exercise.
Right. All activity is good.
Yeah.
But I think for the purposes of this challenge and to really kickstart your behaviors going in a different direction, you need to dedicate 30 minutes a day just for that. And it doesn't have to be all at once, Kevin.
Yes, exactly. If you don't have time, if you're super busy, you can easily squeeze 5 minutes in here, 10 minutes in there. You can accumulate it through the day. You get the same amount of benefits.
Right. And we've done that by traveling airport, five minutes in the airport before we get on the plane, 10 minutes afterwards. As long as it adds up to 30 minutes a day, you're good. The general recommendation is 5 to 6 days a week, 30 minutes a day.
Correct.
So we're just helping you get to that point where you can take a day or two off and be okay with it. Mm-hmm. That being said, though, we've had some people that have went over a year.
Right.
These are just, they're not fitness professionals. They're, you know, working in some other capacity in their job. They took the challenge and they realized, you know, I really should be active, because if you're just sitting around every day, you're in a state of decay.
Right.
And Jack Elaine said it best, you know, the essence of decay is inactivity.
Mm-hmm.
And most of us sit at a computer, in a car, you know, watching television. So 30 minutes of mild activity is the least people should be able to do.
Absolute least.
Yeah. So those are the rules of engagement for the Lean Braze 30-30 challenge. You can check that out at theleanbraze.com. And just a review, rule number one, 30 minutes per day minimum. Number two, 30 consecutive days in a row. Number three, no excuses, my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, no minimum pace required, just move. And number five, it must be dedicated time for exercise.
And I'd like to add something else. If you are intimidated to exercise by yourself, or you're scared to take that first step, then get a group of people together. Become create your own 30-30 club. Challenge yourself. Get a group of friends or family members together, and then all exercise together, and then challenge each other and keep each other motivated.
Do a 30-30 team.
Absolutely. Do a 30-30 team.
Which we've heard about.
Yes,
there are some groups on Facebook now that are collaborating. Even though they're in different states, they have a little group going, and I've been getting some feedback. Send us your pictures, though. We'd like to see your pictures.
Yeah, we'd be happy to put them up on our website.
Send us a little video clip. You know, you might even get a t-shirt.
Yeah.
You know, so anyway, we're Lean Braze. This is Ron Jones and Kevin Rail. We are Avengers of Health, which means we like to go public, and we like to talk up health and fitness. You've been listening to the Lean Braze Radio Show at theleanbraze.com. Metal Blues today, provided by Stanley J. Tucker and Calcaneus. Check them out at calcaneus.com. Until next time, keep rocking health and fitness, America, at least 30 minutes a day.